This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. The super producer, Dancing Anthony Haney, can be seen there. Yep, that's him. That's him. Big old megawatt smile and all. And we're happy to be with you on a Vibe Check Tuesday, that will include one heck of a guest list. Of course, it's a Tischler Tuesday as well. 5 o'clock, we got the big fella. And then 6 o'clock, Anthony, we have another big fella. The second one has Super Bowl rings, though. All due respect to Mitchell.
Who's to say Mitch doesn't have a Super Bowl ring that you don't know of?
I'm pretty sure Mitch doesn't have a Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Nevertheless, three of them. Mark Schlereth is going to join us coming up at 6 o'clock. It's not where I expected that one to go. Schlereth at 6, definitely always great to catch up with him after he calls a Commanders game because he gets so much stuff in the production meetings, and then he just wants to talk about it. And then, yeah. So we got Stink coming up at 6 o'clock. Also, 5:30 today, your Jaden Daniels Take Command Tape Tuesday breakdown. Looking forward to sharing that with you after Logan and I recorded it this morning. Full Take Command podcast out now if you are impatient. But we'd like for you to listen to this show because you're already here. And let's stick with it. But on this Vibe Check Tuesday, Anthony, we are... of course, taking the pulse of all the listeners at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. That is where you call in and you tell us how you're feeling about this team that is 3-1 through the first four games of the season. And I will say, for me, Anthony, Vibe Check on Planet Hoffman, the vibes are definitely better over here. And I think I mentioned this on the show yesterday. We're sitting on the couch Sunday watching the game. And Rachel just looks at me, my wife, Rachel, looks at me and just goes, "This is so much fun." And not only is it so much fun because who is not a football fan, but she is, for the first time in her life, watching football and enjoying it because Jaden Daniels is that much fun to watch. She's like, "This is actually great." I'm pretty sure that when I go to the game at Northwest Stadium on Sunday, Rachel will watch it not just so she has a clue what I'm talking about all the time, not just because, you know, it's like, it's Sunday, what else is on? I guess I'll throw it on in the background and then mostly stare at my phone. I feel like she's going to legitimately watch the game without me, as I will be at the stadium. And that is a thing that my wife has never done in her entire life. But also... in the Hoffman household, the vibes are just better because going to work doesn't suck every day. Going to work and talking about a team that is bad and doesn't feel like it has a whole lot of path to get better is how I've spent much of, like, we've been together 4 years. It's how I've spent most of the 4 years, like, in terms of the work side of my life. Now, not only is the team good, they have a chance to be great. Like, this is the start. This is, in theory, the worst that they'll be. And so, yeah, the vibes for professionals covering this team, they are good. But I, you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I feel best not for people like me because at least I get paid to do this. Some of you have been riding this roller coaster for free. Nevertheless, at great cost for years and years and years to continue to support the team as they have been absolutely dreadful, at times hopeless, and mostly incompetent. And not just incompetent in a way that is not even funny. Like, there's no Keystone Cops to this. Occasionally, like, Bruce Allen would do something that was genuinely hilarious, and you're like, "You are so bad at your job, it's funny." But for the most part, it's been the kind of stuff where they've been so bad that you can't even laugh at it. You're just like, "Man, this is pathetic. This is unprofessional. This is... why do I care about this? What did I do in a past life that has made this my current one?" And now, if you've stuck with it or if you've come back, either one, perfectly fine with me, it's paying off in a way that you getting hype is on some of the morning shows is a top five team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting top five credit from people like Stephen A., who, I don't know.
Don't you dare say anything bad about my football acumen.
I still don't even... I still don't even know.
That's what I get for doing that impression. Ah.
That hurt?
Yeah, I didn't feel good at all.
I hate that for you.
Yikes. Okay, we're going to... That was... Lesson learned. You were going to say something better than whatever I just did.
Yeah, I don't know if Stephen A's praise of the Commanders is all that in part, I guess, due to his hatred for the right now, would you say we're a better team than the Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay.
Through four games, yes. Am I going to pick Washington over Dallas to win the division? That feels a little aggressive.
Yeah.
It's close. Yeah. But through three games, who's played, through four games, who's been better, Washington or Dallas? I have no hesitation in saying Washington.
Definitely, yes.
And, you know, at first when you sent me that, because I was not watching, and I have not been online very much to do this stuff or to consume the takes, curate my online experience to try to avoid this stuff. But my first reaction wasn't like, oh, wow, what a hot take. It was like, well, who's name four that have been better? And you hit me with a couple of teams. I was like, you know what? I think you're right. I think there's probably about six or seven teams that I would say like been better with the way Washington's defense played the first three games. You're like, okay, was there a team that played better in the league last week? Probably not. But you could say that about the Bills 2 weeks ago, and then they got smashed by Baltimore on Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, well, are the Bills good? Or are they the best team? Are they whatever? Like, these things change. You know, if you want to make an argument that the Commanders have a better first four games than the Ravens, like, you can make that argument. It's very, very simple fact that Washington's 3-1 and Baltimore's 2-2. And in that Oakland game, or the Oakland game, good gracious, what year is it? In the Las Vegas game, obviously, like, they weren't very good. And if you want to say, like, that's their Tampa game, fine. You know, the Chiefs game was ugly to start the season, but, you know, they're 4-0, fine, okay. Is that loss really that much better on a subjective scale than some of the Commanders' wins? I don't know. But if you want to make that argument, you can. You can definitely make, like, hey, the Commanders have played three games, the Ravens have played three games but that are good, and then they've both had one that wasn't very good. But I would still, like, I think the Ravens are a better football team. We'll find out, at least on next Sunday, like, when they play each other. Mm-hmm. But if you want to make some kind of argument that they're top five, sure. But teams like the Vikings have been ridiculous. Like, Sam Darnold's actually, like, Jaden's in the conversation for MVP through four games. It's early, again. But, like, Sam Darnold is the MVP through four games, which is a wild-ass statement. But at the end of the day, like, I think what's so fun about Washington, and like, if we stop with silly rankings, which is why we don't do them, by the way, we might do our tier rankings today, we might tomorrow, depending on how these calls go, but like, the reason that we do things the way we do is because trying to rank teams is hard. Is team A really that much better than team B, or are they kind of the same? And that's why we do it in tiers. And I think for Washington, we can realistically look at them and be like, they have done better than we thought. They have a ton of room to grow. And yet, based off past history, I think we still cap a ceiling on them as, like, are they, despite all that, are they a legitimate Super Bowl contender? Like, no, they have a rookie quarterback. Is this rookie quarterback doing the greatest rookie or having the greatest rookie season I've ever seen through four games? Yeah. Yeah, he is. Is he pushing like what Andrew Luck did back in 2012? Yeah, he sure is. It's ridiculous. Like, he and his growth, you know, all this kind of stuff. I can't look at the film and be like, this is why it won't work in the playoffs, because that doesn't exist on the film yet. But that's kind of the point, is you don't know what you don't know, and it's a long season, and there's still a lot of adjustments to be made. You know, I was talking with someone earlier about Kliff, and it's like, Kliff has been excellent so far. Damn near flawless, I would say. But the one thing we don't know about Cliff, like while he's answered a ton of questions, we don't know about his ability to get it right late in seasons because we're still early in the season. And that's been a huge question for him. And that's not to say that I don't have faith that he can figure it out and that he won't be good later in the season. But it is to say that like we won't know that until later in the season because how could we? So it puts us all in a weird spot where I think you said it well when we were texting, Anthony, like there's a cautious optimism. There's a million reasons to be optimistic. There's also the entirety of NFL history and also some of the history of some of the individuals we're talking about here to say that we should be cautious. So where are folks? And again, we don't have to make this pure optimism, pessimism. That's a somewhat boring scale. But you can be optimistic, you can be pessimistic, you can be joyous. Like you can say, I don't care what happens later. Like the fact that they've shown something so far gave me a sign of life. You can be like, I still haven't seen enough yet. Whatever your feeling is, like that's the point of Vibe Check Tuesday. So what is your vibe? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show, and we're taking your calls next on the Team 980 and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show. You can also listen to us, of course, on the Team 980 and the free Odyssey app. Check us out on YouTube at the Team 980, where we got a funny comment before we hit the phones for a Vibe Check Tuesday, Anthony. Locked On Law said, because we were talking about our tier rankings, T-E-I-R rankings, and he said, we used to measure our team in tiers, as in T-E-A-R-S.
Did you say T-E-I-R-S?
I might have.
Yeah.
Did I... T I E R S.
Yeah. I think it's because of the T E A. That's probably what they
probably. Were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony.
I just had.
Hey. How many?
Three.
By the way, did you ever send that to me so we can make a new hour open?
Oh, it's in my folder. I'll send it to you right now.
Okay. Well, good time. I can definitely work on that right now, Anthony. I have nothing else going on. 301-230-0980. Look who's in tears now, all of us. Let's get to the calls, shall we? Let's start with Pierre. Pierre, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show. What's your vibe on this Vibe Check Tuesday?
Hey, good afternoon. So honestly, I'm at like a 30% optimism. I think I have a lot of trauma, like PTSD. PTSD with some of our history with, you know, our
Pierre, you know, apparently we're not the only ones with letter problems today. PTSD. I know what you're saying. I'm just going to, the fact that you did that on the heels of my tears. Honestly, Pierre, congrats for getting the show on a cellular level. Anyway, continue with the more important thing that you were saying.
I'm just trying to stay consistent with you, though, man. but no, it's hard. Like all my friends, I'm a diehard fan all my life, 38 years old. But it's kind of hard. I keep thinking like a Dan Snyder sighting's going to happen or something. Even though he's gone, it still feels like I can't really enjoy it. I know it's only four games in and it's great. Everything looking great. Even my friends, like, we're so explosive. I'm like, are we really explosive? Like, I really can't really, you know, get into the vibe yet. I need to see a little bit more. So I think we're headed on the right track, but I think some of the history is kind of making me reluctant to, you know, really jump in and, you know, be on the bandwagon. Like, yes, we're going to win the East. We're going to make it to the playoffs. I'm just not there yet. So I don't know what it's going to take for me to get there.
I get it, Pierre. And I think it's hard when you've never really seen it. And, you know, we have this on YouTube on the graphic. This is the first time Washington is 3-1 since 2011. A year that they missed the playoffs. So, like, I totally get it. I guess my question would be, more so than, like, what would it take? Because if either it's going to click at some point or it's not, or you're going to have that fear until it happens and then good things will happen, then it will have happened and you will have seen it. My question for you, Pierre, is have you at least been able to enjoy it so far, even if there is a voice in the back of your head going like, well, we haven't done the big stuff yet?
Yeah, some of it, you know, but I caught myself watching the game against the Cardinals, and like at least three or four times, I'm like, yo, who is this team? Like, where – we wanted this, right? We've been wanting this for years, and it's like, who is this? And so even my wife, she's in there like, why are you more excited? Like, I am, but it's like this dark cloud kind of stopping me from enjoying it all. I think if these next couple of games that we can finish 6-3 and 7-2, then I'll be like, okay, they're for real. And because the Browns and the Ravens, they have great defenses. So let's see what we can really do. And I may be more comfortable with kind of jumping in and like, you know what? We got something brewing here. So for now, I'm just kind of a little, you know, I'm easing into it, unlike some people.
I totally understand that, Pierre. Appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing that with us. Vibe Check Tuesday here on the Hoffman Show, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Kenny in Charlotte. Kenny, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Always a pleasure, man. How y'all doing?
Doing good, Kenny. Doing good.
Hey, look, I will say that I am a Jim Zorn medium.
Okay, hold on. You're gonna have to explain this, Kenny. Jim Zorn medium, okay?
Yes, because he used to always say that in his press conferences. He was like, you know, one game at a time. We just got to stay medium. You know what I mean? We can't get too high, too low. And of course, they crashed and burned. So it's kind of tongue in cheek. I'm tripping a little bit because Jim Zorn, they definitely.
I was saying, anytime you bring up Jim Zorn, this is an automatic yes. You are tripping. Like you got the referee making the little like put the foot behind the back penalty signal. Yeah, we got 15 yards on Kenny and Charlotte for tripping. But I also get it. Like the it's almost like a protection mechanism. You don't want to get too excited, and if you don't get too excited, you can't get too let down. Yeah.
Right, but like I told Anthony, in all seriousness, that I'm confidently in a one game at a time mode. You know what I mean? Meaning that not confident one game at a time is I don't know what's going to happen next, or I'm doubting us. But you know how Jaden Daniels, every press conference, he just says, you know what, that was one game. On to the next game, and he's laser focused and just ready to beat the next team in front of him, not thinking about Baltimore, not thinking down the road. I think if we just stay medium. You know what I mean? One game at a time and trust in the system, I really think we can win double digits this year. Also, Craig, real quick, haven't we been dogs in every game except against the Giants?
Yeah, I do believe that is correct. And I would expect them – actually, I meant to look this up this morning when Logan and I were recording Take Command, so I'm going to look it up right now, Kenny. I'd be stunned if they're not favored this weekend. Like,
yeah, they got to be. I mean, would imagine that we have to be. But, you know, my thing is, you know, we look good now and we feel good now. But, you know, according to, you know, the statistics, we've been underdogs in just about every game.
So
I like the fact that, you know, we're beating the odds. And I just want to keep doing that.
For sure. Kenny, thanks for the call. And I think it's funny how fans sometimes adopt the team. Like, oh, we got to take it one game at a time. And I'm like, There's part of me that's like, you ain't playing. What? Do whatever you want. You're a fan. Your emotions. But I also get it because, like, if you take it one game at a time, then you can kind of check yourself of like, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. Oh, we're, you know, we stink. We're the worst team ever when it's going the other way. So, like, I totally get it. And it's probably the safest emotional place to be. But it is something that I always kind of chuckle with. And we talk about it a lot on these Vibe Check Tuesdays of like, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. That's not the point of the segment. I'm curious how you do feel. That is the point of the segment. But if you are like Kenny and you're like, I'm just trying to take it one game at a time, go in excited. If we lose, okay, it's not the end of the world. If we win, okay, we still know we have a long way to go. I think that probably is the way to enjoy it the most along the way, even though you might, you wind up appreciating it even more looking back because you didn't go crazy in the moment, but you're like, dang, that really was something. Because we just don't have the context of what this is yet. Is this a hot start? Is this the start of an unprecedented Super Bowl run? Or is this false hope that eventually will end not in total organizational failure? I think that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn have proven they have a competence level that is far beyond anything that has been here for a long, long time, and that they're going to build it. But that maybe they yielded some early results that are ahead of schedule, and that this is just a hot ride as opposed to something that's sustainable over the course of this season. And it's you know, it's a nice start to something that ultimately will crash and burn this year in favor of, if we're going to use the crash and burn, a Phoenix Rising in later years. By the way, also, Washington is favored this weekend. They are favored by 3 over Cleveland. Of course, the Browns are just 1-3. Their offense is dreadful. The total in this game, 44.5. So what's that, like a 24-21 kind of win is what Vote Vegas is basically telling you there, score plus total. So that's honestly what I'm probably going to wind up picking is around that anyway. And I didn't look at those numbers from Vegas until right now. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Phone calls are stacking up, but we do have a couple of lines open if you want to get in on a Vibe Check Tuesday. Again, the telephone number is 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Mitch Tischler coming up at 5 o'clock. Mark Schlereth coming up at 6, the Take Command Tape Tuesday, Jaden Daniels film breakdown at 5:30, and more of your calls. Next. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980, where you can leave a comment and we can try to get some of those on a Vibe Check Tuesday. But mostly we are hitting the phones at 301-230-0980. All right, let's go to Jamal. Jamal, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jamal?
Man, I got to tell you, man, it's been humble the past month or so since this season has started. It's been hard since the games have started, man. It's been very hard, man. And I feel your previous callers because we've been through so much heartache here that you don't want to end up with egg on your face. But at the end of the day, Craig, I'm a huge believer in the eye test. Like, I'm not one of these people that like to act like I'm not seeing exactly what I am saying. And prior to the game last week, I didn't feel like we were going to win double digits, even after the Cincinnati win. However, our defense showed up last game. And if that is going to happen, I'm not expecting them to hold everyone to 14 points, but if they play similar to that, like if we can just jump up to like 20th, 22nd even, and just not dead last, now the optimism is going to happen. This offense, in my opinion, I think is going to – I mean, obviously I expect them to have some type of, controversy, because he's a rookie. He'll probably have a game where he has a high turnover game, I expect it. But I do think he'll bounce back from it. And I think that Cliff Kingsbury will continue to scheme open our receivers, imaginably the way he has. However, I don't know if you all heard – Devontae Adams just requested a trade, man, and I don't know if y'all feel like we should jump in on that, but I feel like we should. And if we do that, man, I know that's a lot of ifs, but I'm just saying, it just happened, so I figure I'd mention it while I'm talking to you guys. If they can bring manage to do that, that would change drastically everyone's expectation. But as of right now, current roster, from what I saw from that defense this week, Craig, if they can do that consistently, I think that should change everyone's expectation, because that's been the biggest worry about the team. And if the defense shows up, I think we're going to have a great season. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Jamal. Great call. I think that Jamal's got a great point on the defensive front, because, the offense is not going to stay where it is right now. The offense is not going to be 80% completion percentage, running through for 150 yards every other game. Like, that's just an unsustainable way. But what's crazy about what they've done and how efficient they've been is that if they can produce at 85% of this, they're still a top 10 offense. Like, that's the thing. I haven't looked up these numbers yet, so we're going to do this in real time, which is always fun. Anthony, don't you just love when I look up stuff on the radio that perhaps if I'd had 14 ounces of foresight, perhaps I could have looked up earlier. I do so much prep for the show, watching so much stuff, listening to so much stuff, and then I need basic numbers and I have to go peeling for them during the show.
Sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles though, Craig. You can be prepared, and guess what? You might need that extra little nugget,
Yeah, you might, and sometimes then you gotta look it up, but your research skills are good, so here we are. The Commanders are currently 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th in total offense. They are also third in scoring offense. We're going to go by scoring offense. You want to know why, Anthony? because it's they're averaging 30.3 points per game, which if we treat as 30 is pretty easy to take 10% off of and subtract. That's 3 points.
Yes.
So if they were to be 90% as efficient, 27 points per game, which means they would drop exactly one spot. Them and the Vikings would switch places. But even if we go, I'll do the more complicated math. Why? Because I have a cell phone, and a cell phone has a calculator on it. And it's fun to do math on the radio when you don't have to do the actual math. Okay, the Commanders are currently sixth in yardage. So they're 382 yards per game. If they can just do 85% of that, so times 0.85, that is 324 yards per game. That would put them, I said they're 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. They'd be literally dead even in the middle of the league.
Sheesh.
If they were simply doing 85% of what they did on offense, and they would still be top 10 scoring offense easily if they did 85% of their scoring. So they have some room to regress while still being really good. Which brings it to the defense, and like, yeah, right now, yards per game, yikes, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th from the bottom. Scoring defense, my guess is they're actually better in scoring defense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th in scoring defense. So if they can get it into, I mean, they're already, what, at 22? If they can get to 18, 17, which they don't have to give up 14 a game for that. They can give up, you know, 20 a game for that. That's, you average 25 and give up an average of 20, you're winning. Like, that's how the game works. Score more than you give up. Sweet. That's good math right there, Anthony.
Great math.
So, you know, when people say, like, hey, this is not sustainable, that's actually okay. Because if they can merely be 85% of what they've been and improve 10% on defense, like, we're cooking. And it's not unreasonable to say this team should have expectations of making the playoffs if that's what they can be. That's not a controversial statement. The question is, can they actually do it? And when they hit adversity, because this is the thing that they haven't had yet. They had good vibes training camp. You know, DQ is incredible at setting an atmosphere and having guys enjoying to come to work. And, you know, there's a couple times during training camp where like, this is great. Everyone's hunky dory, but it is August. What happens when you start running into people and injuries stack up or, you know, guys make mistakes and it costs you a game and they have to handle real conflict, real adversity. And we don't know how this team's going to respond to adversity outside of what they did, you know, bouncing back really nicely from week one. Okay. That's a good test. Jaden Daniels was crazy good after his interception in the game. So that's a good sign. But let's see. And I would say defensively, like, they've continued to grow. So the signs that we have, I think this is the best way I can say it right now, Ant, is the signs that we have are good. We just need to get some more signs, and they're going to have to continue to stress test this thing to see if they can maintain this over the long run. So there's that.
I mean, I would agree. I would agree. But I think that's why, you know, some of the calls that we've even had, you know, trying to stay humble, you know, show some humility just because we've been here before. Like, we've had good starts to the season, and we haven't really been able to sustain that. So, again, this is just the beginning. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can just build on this momentum. But
yeah,
right now, it looks good.
Offensive. It does. It does.
Defensively, it's coming along, and we see the strides that they're making.
And that's the thing, is like, you're going to face a lot more offenses like Arizona than you are Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And like, the performances defensively, I'm telling you right now, were not that different. And I know that feels crazy because they gave up 14 in one game and 33 to the other, but Joe Burrow will kill you in places that Kyler Murray will let you get away with it. And Marvin Harrison Jr. is real good. He's not close to Ja'Marr Chase right now at this point in their careers. And like, when you watch, you see the difference in a top three quarterback or a top five quarterback and a top three wide receiver versus what Kyler and what, you know, what Marvin are. And I kind of felt that watching it. And then Logan, like, that was his big takeaway from watching the tape back for the defense. And I was like, oh, that's real important, huh? And you know, it is something that's worth pointing out. But also, like, man, if you think Arizona's offense can get off track, wait till you meet the Browns. They haven't been on track all year. You know, obviously Baltimore, they're pretty freaking good. You have problems stopping the run. Here comes Derrick Henry. We're going to find out real big. But then they got Carolina. Carolina's a hell of a lot closer to Arizona than they are. And like, Dalton's playing well, but like, Kyler was playing well. Dalton and that crew, compared to Arizona versus Cincinnati, they're a lot closer to Arizona on that scale. And then who's the last team they play this month on this home stretch? Oh my God. Why can I not think right now?
Do we have a divisional game?
No, they're at New York after that. Where did Washington go? That's Commanders. It's another team that they definitely will be favored against. Oh, the Bears. So like, rookie quarterback, you know, we'll see. They could be cooking by then, but you know, and then they got at New York again, and then they got Pittsburgh, then they're at Philly. Like, outside of like, how many of the offenses remaining on their schedule scare the daylights out of you the way that Cincinnati's does? Here's the rest of their schedule. Cleveland.
No.
Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah. Carolina.
No.
Chicago.
No.
Giants.
No.
Even with a kicker.
Hell no.
Steelers.
Yes.
The Steelers scare you like Cincinnati? No, they don't.
I mean, not like Cincinnati. Okay, not like Cincinnati. Oh, we just right. talking. Oh, okay.
Are they close? If I put a midpoint between Arizona and Cincinnati, are they closer to Arizona or Cincinnati?
The
Arizona.
Steelers? Yeah, Arizona. Yeah.
The Eagles.
Is this a healthy Eagles team?
That's the question, right? If AJ and Devontae and all them dudes are back, yes. then yeah, that one can scare you. Dallas?
No.
I think they're.
They don't run the ball. So like,
yeah, but they're real close to that midpoint. Okay. I would say. I mean, because here's the thing. Dak will kill you in the way Joe kills you. Not as good, but he's real close.
Yeah.
And CD is.
CD.
Yeah. Tennessee?
No.
New Orleans?
No.
Agreed. They're much more the Arizona. As good as they look the first 2 weeks, they're much more Arizona. Philly again. Atlanta, we'll see what they are because this game is in late December.
Kirk is very detail-oriented, too.
He is. And then Dallas to close out the year. Like, you could have a team like Tampa that goes nuts on you.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm not saying that their defense is all set for the rest of the year outside of those three games that we highlighted or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that people think they played three bad defensive games and one good one. And they did not play well against Tampa at all. They played it well enough, obviously, to win, but like barely against New York. Cincinnati, they played better, but not as well as they did against Arizona. But the gap wasn't as big as it looked because the offenses they faced were very, very different.
Yeah.
And so if they can continue to just play, forget 10% better, 2% better every single week, and it's a relatively linear growth with the teams that they're going to play, they could be just fine, which is exciting. They still got to go do it. It's a lot of work. They still got to figure out some stuff on the back end. But the last part that I think is important is, Dan, remember last week that when like Cliff and DQ said some stuff, we're like, whoa, didn't think they'd say that part out loud. They know that their defense is only so good. Yeah. So they're playing complimentary football. And I think that they deserve a lot of credit for that with how they're designing the offensive game plan. And Cliff deserves a lot for not being like, you're messing up my offense, bro. He's like, no, what do we need to do to win? And we're going to work together to do it. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, more of your calls on a Vibe Check Tuesday. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. One thing we didn't touch on in the last segment, we'll try to get to a couple more calls here, but I think it's Jamal caller. It's Jamal Adam Schefter. Actual Adam Schefter, just reported, as did Ian Rapoport, Mike Garofalo, that Davante Adams has requested a trade from the Raiders, which I think everyone saw coming. But Schefter adding the details that apparently they want a second round pick plus additional compensation. And I think that is something that the Washington Commanders should be monitoring. Obviously, let's see how the next couple of weeks go, because integrating a player in the middle of the season is really hard. I also would definitely want to know more about Adams, the person. I know a lot of people came out of the wide receiver show, Anthony, not liking Devontae. I came out of that show liking Devontae. I think he's a pro. I think the way he works is great. And I think in an atmosphere like they have here, like that would be big time. And I think they have the right personalities here, to, you know, I won't say manage someone like Devontae, but like he would get in and fit in. And, you know, like Terry's not going to be like, oh my God, you brought in Devontae Adams. Like that's not how Terry rolls. Terry's going to be like, sick. You brought in Devontae Adams. Jaden Daniels is going to be like, sick. Devontae, can you meet me at the facility at 5:30 a.m. so we can get you up to speed on the offense? Like, we got work to do, bro. Let's go. And so there is, like, they don't have a Devontae Adams on this team. Terry's amazing, but Devontae's different. Devontae is a legitimate blue chipper. And if you think that you can compete this year, if you think that defense can take the next leap, I'm not anti-trading for Devontae Adams, because you have a couple of years here where Jaden, your quarterback, is on a rookie contract. You're probably using your draft pick next year for another, whether it's defensive end, offensive tackle, something that is typically expensive. It looks like Brandon Coleman could be your solution at left tackle, so that's another position you don't got to pay big money to. And so if you want to spend a little extra cash up front to support your rookie quarterback, like, I don't think that's the end of the world. The other thing that I think is worth considering is remember that Jahan Dotson trade, Anthony?
Yep.
Do you remember the pick that the Commanders got back in return?
A third, I think it was.
Do you know whose third-round pick that is?
I don't.
It's not the Eagles pick.
The Raiders?
No. It's the Dolphins pick.
Ooh.
You know, how are the Dolphins doing?
Not good.
I'm pretty sure. So I saw that floating around this morning. I should probably double-check that before saying it on the radio, but like, I'm pretty sure that's the Dolphins pick. And so if you're going to all of a sudden have like the fifth pick or the second pick or whatever, we'll see what happens with their quarterback situation of the second round or of the third round. That's like not that far off from being a late second rounder. That makes me a little more interested in giving up a second for Devontae Adams. So if you could, like, let me ask it a different way. If you want to include that pick, Anthony, would you trade a second round pick and Jahan Dotson for Devontae Adams?
Without a doubt.
Right. And so if they take even that extra third that they now have, or can they take their third? Would Vegas be willing to take their third, which is going to be later than that third, and a second round pick for Devontae Adams, if I don't have to give him new money, because I'm pretty sure he just signed. Like he got his money. Let's see what the contract is.
When he went to Vegas.
He's got, I think he signed an extension of some kind, because he has 2 years remaining. You could get out after this year if you really wanted to. He's got huge cap hits the next 2 years, 44 and 44.
Oh, my gosh.
But you could get out after this year. But you could also probably restructure, and like you could spread some of that out. It's a deal that's already been restructured. On some level, but you could restructure it again, and like you could make those cap hits less and add some void years to the back end, and try to time that out with when you're going to have to pay Jaden. So you could bring those cap numbers down. Point is, like, I don't know that you're giving Devontae a ton of new money, unless he's willing to rip up this contract and do something different. But if you don't have to commit like 4 years, 5 years of money, if I can only commit two, like that's a swing I might be willing to take. Now, do they have to? No. Would I do it unless I felt 100% certain? Something I, as a radio host, frankly can't feel compared to what Adam Peters, professional general manager, can do. He has way more intel. I think he also probably has a better feel for, like, okay, what's next year's draft class look like? How valuable are those second round picks? Is it going to take a second plus? Like, can I make it a fourth or a third 2 years from now? Or is it going to have to be multiple picks in this coming draft? Because I think you also got to remember, like, this is a team that wants to build through the draft, and those assets are extra valuable because that's where they get their guys. They get the guys that fit, you know, that commander tag. And they were getting those guys in the third, fourth round. And so I don't want to give up opportunities for that. But Devontae Adams is sick. Like, Devontae Adams is one of the best in the league. And you know, I think Cliff would have a field day with him. The opportunities he would create for Terry.
Man.
Like, yeah, I'm willing to sniff around on Davante Adams. I think you'd be crazy not to. But I also understand if they just ultimately go, yeah, we're not in a rush. This is going better than we thought. That's great. But we feel good about what we have. And that's the other part of it, just from a psychology standpoint, right, Ant? Is like, if you like what's rolling and you think you're building, don't mess with it. Why would you mess with something that is working? The answer is because it raises the ceiling, but it also, you know, it could disrupt the role that you're on.
With Davante, are we a championship contender? I don't necessarily think the acquisition of him moves the needle for the Commanders. The offense is already having success. Yes.
But it makes them so much harder to adjust against.
It does. Like,
what happens when teams start bracketing Terry and the best teams in the league have the corner, or
Craig,
the best teams in the league have the corners to just lock it down on the outside. And now it's like you're going man coverage and you're having an extra player in the box and like they can deal with the outside stuff. Davante changes that equation, right? If your number one corner is now on Terry and your number two is on Noah Brown, like that's probably how I would play this team. It's like I'd play a bunch of single high and force them to try to beat me through the air, Jaden from the pocket, and I'd place a man on the outside and be like, can you beat me? Terry's sick against man-to-man. So like I'm not saying it's not a risky proposition, and I'm not saying it's a perfect plan, but if Davante is now getting your number one corner, he can beat anybody in the league, and Terry's beating anybody's number two sideways.
Yeah.
Like, that does change the equation of what you might want to do. Like now I'm playing too high stuff all the time. And it's like if Brian Robinson rushes for 175 yards and they beat us, then so be it. But like I'm not giving up deep balls to those guys all day long.
Yeah. I'm more so just thinking or just looking at what we've done the past couple of weeks. Terry, there were the first two weeks, like he didn't really do anything. The volume wasn't there, the targets. And we had other players stepping up. Even this past week, we had OZ step up. We had Noah. We had Luke. So, like, the offense is moving with these pieces outside of Terry. Zach Ertz has been, you know, instrumental in the effectiveness of the offense. So, I'm just saying, I think just adding him still doesn't necessarily move. It doesn't make us a contender. It does make us a little bit scarier because you got to pick your poison.
Yeah, 100%. If you're telling me that I can get Davante Adams for that price, or I can get, I mean, Myles Garrett, obviously, like Myles Garrett's the best, the literal best defensive player. That's like Justin. That's Justin Jefferson. I'm like, who else? Who's the Davante Adams of defensive ends? Whoever that is, I'm taking the Davante Adams of defensive ends. I'd also take the Davante Adams of corners for this team. Over, I would take Davante Adams, the wide receiver, Davante Adams. But I'm interested in Davante Adams.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's their number one priority. They were obviously super patient on Ayuk, but like Brandon Ayuk is not Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Davante Adams is one of the five best receivers in football. And I do think that, you know, there's also a professionalism to the way he does the job, like literally like the route run and the intricacy, all that kind of stuff, that exposing Jaden to that and exposing Terry to that. And like Terry's never played in his career with a wide receiver better than him. The second he got here, he was the best receiver in that room. And he has been every single year, and it hasn't even been remotely close. Like, rookie Jahan Dotson might be the second best guy he's ever played with. So what happens if Davante is like, hey, I got some tricks? So, like...
Could get scary, man.
Yeah.
It's spooky, like, too. It's October.
I get the appeal. Number one priority? No. Am I looking to give up a second rounder just for funsies? No. Davante Adams ain't for funsies. Davante Adams is not Brandon Ayuk, with all due respect to Brandon Ayuk. So that this is a different conversation, although I do think that what I don't want to do is get into a bidding war, and there's probably, I don't know, like a New York Jets type of team that is willing to get into a bidding war. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Appreciate everyone calling in on Vibe Check Tuesday. Sorry we didn't get to as many calls with the news here. But we will get to you guys, obviously, as the week continues to go and we continue to take more. When we get back, though, we'll talk about this possibility with Mitch Tischler. It's Tischler Tuesday. And then it is Take Command Tape Tuesday. We review how Jaden Daniels played versus the Cardinals here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.